Moore, opposed title 220-660 WAC. And this, Jeff, I will turn it over to you, I believe.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, this is Jeff Davis. I'm the Habitat Program Assistant Director. I have with me this morning Pat Chapman, who's our Regulatory Services Section Manager, to speak more to the details in our staff response. But before you today, you have a petition from the Citizens Alliance for Property Rights to repeal the proposed WAC 220-660 hydraulic code rules. And maybe just for a bit of background, I'd like to just quickly step through some of the highlights of our rule update process. So as you likely know, we first started this process in 2011. We've had five drafts of proposed language as we work through the process. Two versions, the last two versions, received public comments, and we've responded to those. We've had seven statewide public meetings, and that was in the fall of 2013. We've had over 60 meetings with individual entities and small groups. And as you know, you extended the comment period on the draft GIS and the CR 102 version 5 proposed language. So these are proposed rules. We are including the petition issues into, or the petition itself into our rulemaking file so that you can use that in your deliberations before making a decision on the rules. One problematic area that we do see is that you haven't actually adopted the rules, so they're requesting that you repeal the rules that you haven't yet adopted. So with that, I hand it over to Pat to talk about more specifics in our staff comments in responding to some of the issues identified in the petition.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Pat Chapman, a Regulatory Services Coordinator and Habitat Program. I'll do the best I can. I'm filling in for Randy Thurston, who's the Protection Division Manager and my supervisor. She's been called to jury duty today, so I'm filling in for her at the last minute. So you hopefully have read the petition from the Alliance. It's rather lengthy, so I can't address certainly all the points in that. I'll hit some of the high points that were outlined by Randy in the summary document that you have in front of you. As Jeff indicated, we're going to include this in the rulemaking record. Most, if not all, of the issues that the petition addresses have already been pointed out by other commenters during the rulemaking process. So I don't think there's anything new here, and we've considered those things and offered those for your consideration. Probably the biggest aspects that they're dealing with are really, I think, out of your control, because they're objections to the statute itself that underlie the rules that we're making, 7755 RCW. And that statute, as you know, requires us to protect fish life and issue permits for construction and other work in and near waters of the state. So really, you can't address those aspects of the petition. They raise objections to the cost-benefit analysis and the small business economic impact statement that we produced through the use of an economist vendor. I believe Randy is looking at adjustments to some of that, and that will be ready at the time of adoption. They also raise issues about conflicts with other rules through other authorities and different statutes and different and. I think our response to that is that while there are other agencies that require environmental permits for projects that we also require HPAs for, the HPA authority deals specifically with protection of fish life, whereas most of those other authorities deal with other environmental aspects such as water quality, watershed management, that sort of thing. So there isn't truly an overlap And if there were, we do deal with those through rules and in cooperation with other agencies as they issue their permits. So as Jeff indicated, I think the main aspect of this petition is that you're being asked to repeal rules that don't actually exist because they did reference the new rules as opposed to the existing rules. And through your rulemaking consideration next month's meeting, you essentially will be repealing our existing rules and replacing them with these draft rules, if you so choose to do that. But we encourage you to consider the comments made in this petition. Let's see. I think that covers that. In the interest of time, if there's any other questions, we do recommend that you deny this petition and certainly consider those comments as you consider adopting rules next month. With that, we'll entertain any questions.
Thank you. Questions from the commissioners? Again, hearing no questions, we could entertain a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Vice Chair, I'd like to make the motion and just compliment staff for the clarity with which they've provided us guidance, because I think they spelled out the flaws, the problems with the petition, the fact that it is asking us to repeal a rule we have not yet adopted, and the fact that the HPA system provides for a unique aspect of fish protection those protections are not provided in the more general federal environmental rules. So with that, I'd like to move to deny the petition to repeal proposed WAC 220-660.
Do I hear a second?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Smitten will second it.
Thank you.
And then when you ask for comments, I have some comments. Great.
Any further discussion? There you go. Commissioner Smitten.
Mr. Chair, I think it's fairly clear that this is a procedural denial at this stage. Further, that the substance in the petition will be before us for consideration prior to final adoption of the proposed rule. So I wanted to make sure we had that on the record, that we will look with some further detail in what the petitioners are asking for, and that matter will finally be before us when final adoption is before us.
Yeah, that's a good point made. Other comments before we vote? Hearing none, all of those in favor of denying the petition signify by saying aye.
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 All of those opposed to denial signify by saying aye. Abstentions? Petition has been denied. Thank you, Jeff, and